reaction have you had this morning in Riga to the events of yesterday?
I had some very friendly, very supportive, very sincere and moved reactions. And this started in the middle of the night, actually, you know, when I was informed about what was going on. Made a few phone calls, you know, to the advisors of the Prime Minister, of the President, of the municipality, and I had some messages in the morning, and from the morning on, as you probably know, I had the visits, I had a phone call this morning early of the Prime Minister, then the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Defense went here to the embassy, so we could together talk about the situation. Your President and his spouse went also and laid down some flowers, and we also had discussions. The mayor of Riga was very supportive as well. So I would send very and simple citizens. This is you can see you witness of this spontaneous reaction of support. I think we need it because we're deeply shocked, and this helps to have friends.
And at the national level, what can Latvia do concretely to support France in the future as well?
I think we are very close allied. We're allied in the EU, we're allied in NATO, we're allied as part of the civilized world. So our teams at every level are already working tightly together. We will go further. We will have probably to make some hard decisions, because my president underlined that in the squad that France's reaction would be merciless. So there are some very important diplomatic and defensive meetings ahead. We will work closely together. Intelligence services are already talking to each other, because what happened in France, unfortunately, could happen in other allied countries. And so we have to show the maximum of solidarity. You can help.